Peril. Stories of suspense.
One more crash dive, Jim. This last one.
Yes, Skipper.
Minnow has taken us down 18 times so far.
Why do they make it 19 before they say the sub's seaworthy?
Well, they got to have some kind of an acceptance number.
Yeah, but why an odd number like 19? Why not a smooth, round one like 20 or 10?
Because some of our admirals like odd numbers, I guess.
Yeah, and maybe that's because some of our admirals are pretty odd themselves.
Hey,
huh?
Take it easy, boy. You're in the United States Navy. You're supposed to love our admirals. Every last silly one of them.
Yeah. I'll settle for Admiral Casey's daughter.
You would. Well, let's get this crash dive over with.
All ahead, emergency.
All ahead, emergency.
Full speed.
Aye, aye, sir.
He's almost jumping out of the water.
What a beauty.
One more dive, USS Minnow, and you're an arm of the fleet. Okay, Jim. Get to work.
Right. Clear the bridge.
Aye, aye, sir.
Secure bridge hatches.
Aye, aye, sir.
Bridge clear, Skipper.
Right. Open the ballast tanks.
Aye, aye, sir.
Cut the diesels.
Aye, aye, sir.
Secure all outlets.
Secure all outlets. Aye, aye, sir.
Nice. Down we go, Jim.
Yeah.
Don't get any leaks. We're part of the fleet.
Christmas tree boards, all green. No red light showing.
Yeah.
Green boards, sir.
Good. Cut in the electric batteries.
Sweet. Really sweet.
This is when I love being in a submarine. You're down amongst the other fish.
50 feet, sir.
Decrease the angle on the diving planes. Level her off.
Aye, sir.
Skipper. Skipper, she's starting to feel a little sluggish.
Yeah. Tail heavy.
Skipper, call from the engine room. It's flooding.
What?
The inductions are wide open. The water's pouring in.
Give me that phone.
Yes, man. Skipper.
Engine room, this is the skipper. Get out. Get out.
The warning system must have gone wrong. We'll have to get to the surface.
Low main ballast. Low safety tank.
Aye, aye, sir. Main ballast. Safety tank.
We're leveling out.
Hard drive! Hard drive!
Skipper, we're lifting.
We may make it, Jim.
Keep lifting.
Please, keep lifting.
She's starting to hang.
Keep going up. She's motionless. We won't make it.
Move!
We're slipping back, stern first. Under the bottom. Jim, I'll have to secure all hatches.
But there are men aft. They'll be drowned. We won't have a chance. Give them time to come forward, Skipper.
I can't. Cut the engine.
Aye, aye, sir.
Skipper, give them at least time to get clear.
I can't. Look at those gauges. We'll all go if I don't give the order.
Nothing, boys.
Secure all hatches.
Aye, sir. Secure all hatches.
Those poor guys.
I had to do it, Jim.
Yeah, I know.
Raise yourselves, men. We'll be hitting stern first. We'll be hitting hard.
50 fathoms down.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Death Dive.
Be ready for it, men. We should be hitting bottom any second now.
I only hope we land right side up. If we don't, the diving bell won't be able to clamp onto us.
Yeah, the diving bell is our only chance. Too deep for any other rescue operations. It's sliding at a 40-degree angle. Then should hit the mud and stick.
We hope.
Here it is! Brace yourselves! We didn't keel over.
Stay there, baby. Stay there.
Well, good luck! He's right side up. We're safe!
Boy, that's a relief.
Only those boys aft.
could have got clear.
I couldn't do anything else. I had to give the order to secure all hatches.
Sure, only thing you could do, Skipper.
All right. Let's see how many we lost. All right, everybody. Come to the control room.
Murphy has a threat.
That's 29 accounted for, Skipper.
28 lost.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, listen. We're 50 fathoms down. The after compartments are flooded. We'll just have to wait till help reaches us. It's only a matter of time.
Sir?
What is it, Hazard?
Is there any way we can radio our position?
Not with 50 fathoms of water over us, but we're equipped with the best safety devices in the world. There's a Mommsen lung for every man.
Isn't it too deep for a Mommsen lung?
You can ask some pretty awkward questions, Murphy. Yeah, it is too deep. But don't forget, there's the diving bell. There's one at New London. It can be brought here in a matter of hours. We're equipped with special fittings for the bell. Luckily, we're right side up. When the bell is lowered, it can clamp onto us and take us up, 8 or 9 at a time.
It's pretty rough up top when we dived, sir. Will rough conditions make any difference to the diving bell operation?
Well, the rougher the sea, the harder it will be for the bell to be lowered to us, but experts will be handling the operation. And our chances are pretty fair.
How long will it take before we're missed?
Well, we should be contacting base operations about now. When they haven't heard from us in about an hour or so, they'll start worrying and probably send some search vessels after us.
Hey, Skipper, there's other dolphins in this area. There may be some surface vessels, too.
Yeah, I know what you're getting at, Jim. A smoke bomb.
Yeah.
All right. Release a smoke bomb.
Aye, aye, Skipper. Smoke bomb released.
When that bomb gets to the surface, men, it'll explode into a colored cloud that'll stay around for a while. It can be seen for miles away. And we've got 5 bombs on board. We release them at intervals. On top of that, there's a watertight telephone on deck. I'm going to float it up. Jim, emergency telephone.
I ask you. Emergency telephone released.
The case holding that telephone is very brightly painted. You've all seen it. It'll be a perfect buoy marking our position. When a rescue vessel arrives, they can talk to us through the phone. We'll get a buzz signal here when they open the telephone case. But we'll know they're above before that because we'll hear their propellers on our sounding system. Now, relax, all of you. As I said, it's only a matter of time.
How about the oxygen supply, sir?
We have enough oxygen and soda lime air purifier to last 24 hours. Well, there's nothing we can do now but take it easy. Don't talk too much. We want to conserve all the oxygen we can, in case it takes longer for them to reach us than I expect.
Lieutenant Richardson.
Sir? Oh, I was just going to get in touch with you, sir.
I'm told that the Sub-Minnow is late with radio contact.
Yes, sir.
You've tried to radio them, of course.
Yes, Admiral, constantly, but we get no answer.
Yes, almost 10. When were they due to test dive?
8:50. Received a message just before they dived.
Something must have gone wrong. What other vessels are in that area?
Only the submarine Dolphin. She's on the way for training exercises up Cuba.
Well, contact the commander of the Dolphin. Tell him to remain inside the chest area and to be on the lookout for the Minnow.
Yes, sir.
And then call the New London Naval Base. Tell them to get the rescue vessel Falcon ready. Inform them that the diving bell might be needed.
Yes, sir.
Commander Wilkins of the submarine Dolphin calling base, over.
Base operations here, Dolphin.
I'll talk to him.
Yes, sir.
Commander Wilkins, this is Admiral Casey. Do you have anything to report on the Minnow? Over.
Yes, sir. We spotted an emergency smoke bomb just a few minutes ago. There's also an emergency telephone buoy. Sir, it looks like the Minnow is down. We're proceeding at full speed. We'll reach the buoy in a few minutes. Any orders, sir? Over.
Usual procedure, Commander. Inform the Minnow that help is on the way. The Dolphin is in the area, and we're sending diving bell from New London on the rescue ship Falcon. Stand fast and wait for the Falcon to arrive. Over.
Very well, sir.
Skipper, we're getting a propeller on the sounder. She's right overhead. Just got out.
Good. Help us here, men. Just keep listening for that telephone buzzer. We should be talking to our rescued in a few minutes.
There it is, Skipper.
Yeah. This is Lieutenant John Parker, commander of the Minnow.
This is Commander Theodore Wilkins of the Dolphin.
Ted.
Hi, Johnny. What have you done to that, sir?
The inductions didn't close and the warning lights didn't show it. We found out when it was too late. We were flooded aft from the galley. We're deep in the mud.
How many men?
28 got caught aft.
Oh. How about we send down a diver? He may be able to close the inductions from the outside, hook salvage lines to the flooded compartments, and blow the water out.
No. We're too deep in the mud for that. The diving bell's our only chance.
Well, a diving bell's on its way here from New London, aboard the Vulcan. It should be here by...
Hello? Ted, hello?
Mine's dead.
Must have been broken by a sudden sea.
Now look, everybody. The diving bell is lashed to the deck of the Falcon. The Falcon is on her way down here now. All we have to do is wait. There's nothing to worry about.
Hey, yeah, that's a break.
Well, you've got them fooled, Skipper.
I'm not trying to fool anybody, Jim.
No. Look, with that telephone line apart, there must be a rough sea up top. Maybe too rough for the diving bell.
The diving bell doesn't have to be dropped straight down. It can maneuver on its own.
Sure, but only up or down. It's attached to the Falcon by a cable. If the sea is so rough that the Falcon can't stay put, it'll drag the diving bell all over the place. And if the bell isn't able to reach us soon, before dark, we're finished.
In just a moment, we return to our story, Death Dive.
In the utmost delight,
since we spoke to the Dolphin.
Yeah, but we're okay.
Are we?
Sure we are.
Then why do you look so worried, Skipper?
It's part of my job to worry.
I know what's the matter. I'm not dumb. The sudden sea parted the telephone wire. That means the Dolphin was washed away. We haven't any more smoke bombs. There's no way to mark our position.
They're close enough to find us again. They can put down grappling irons. They can send down divers.
But suppose they've moved half a mile in the last hour, even a quarter of a mile. They've got the whole ocean to search. And the sea might keep moving them all the time.
Yeah. Hazard, are you getting anything on the sounder?
Oh, sir.
Dolphin probably hasn't started her engines again.
Well, she's drifted so far away we can't hear her engines. And if she's too far away to find us, it doesn't matter how many rescue ships they send out.
They'll locate us sooner or later.
Yeah, but we have oxygen for only 24 hours. And might as well be 12. Because after dark, it'll be impossible for them to do anything. We just have to sit up there, waiting. Tomorrow will be too late. Look, why don't we jettison something to show our position?
The currents here are too strong. Anything we jettison would be swept away.
But it's obvious they don't know where we are. How can we let them know where we are?
There's only one way. I didn't mention it to the men because I thought the Dolphin had marked our position somehow. It seems they didn't have time. I guess I shouldn't have waited. I didn't want to panic the men.
Look at them. They seem a panicky crew.
No. No, they don't.
2 months ago, they were just a bunch of men thrown together as a new submarine crew. Now, they're a team. There's nothing they can't do, Skipper, and there's nothing they won't do. All you have to do is tell them.
Well, thanks for the lecture. All right, I will tell them.
Men, it's pretty apparent that the Dolphin has lost our position. They've probably got a diver down, but in these waters, it'll be very difficult to relocate us. In short, we're in a spot. The only way out of it is to make a lot of noise.
Noise?
Yeah, and I mean that literally. They've got sounding devices aboard the Dolphin. So if we grab hammers and anything else that's handy, bang for all we're worth on the hull of this sub. They might pick up the sounds. The louder the better.
Well, I've got a hammer. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. 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 Come on. Yeah.
Diver's on the bottom, Commander. Want to speak to him?
Yeah.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks. Andrews, this is Commander Wilkins. How is it down there?
Murky, sir. Very murky. I can't see more than 8 feet in front of me.
Well, stay down as long as you dare. We've got to locate that submarine.
I'll do my best, sir.
I should have dropped over a marker as soon as we reached the telephone boy.
It wasn't your fault, sir. The telephone boy was a marker itself. It was just unfortunate that the sudden sea broke the line.
But I'm not supposed to make mistakes. Men down there, they're helpless. They're depending on me. We've got to find them before the rescue ship arrives.
They're steaming here now, sir. Just came over the radio. They're less than an hour away.
There are only about 7 hours of daylight left. They'll have to be located and brought up within that 7 hours.
Commander! Commander, I've got something on the sounder.
Skipper! Skipper! We've got propeller noise again.
Good.
Stop banging, men!
How far up are they, Hassett?
Almost overhead, sir. They just cut out.
They picked up the banging. I'll be sending down a diver. Okay, men. Let's give them some more noise.
Come on, you guys. Bang away.
Commander, I'm right over the sub. I can hear them hammering against the hull.
Fine, Andrews.
Just keep me going straight down. I'll land next to the sub.
All right. How's that, Andrews?
Just a few more feet, Commander.
A few more feet it is. How's that?
That's good. Hold it there.
Right. Signal them, Andrews. Tell them what's going on.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hold it, man! Hold it! That's coming from outside.
It's a diver from the Dolphin. Jim, give him the carry-on signal.
Aye, aye, sir. He's taking me. He's going to attach a line. Rescue ship on the way. Diving bell.
Tell him we understand. Say thanks. Thanks a million.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Death Dive.
Here is another bulletin concerning the damaged submarine, the USS Minnow. The stricken sub has been relocated. Her sister sub, the Dolphin, has attached a line, and a rescue ship, the Falcon, carrying the new diving bell, is steaming at full speed towards the scene. The Falcon is expected to reach the Dolphin in half an hour. Aboard is the inventor of the diving bell, Commander Alan McCann, who will personally supervise the rescue operation.
Commander McCann. I'm Lieutenant Eriks.
Ah, my volunteer assistant. Do you know anything about the diving bell, Lieutenant?
Oh, not very much, sir.
Before I tell you about it, I want you to understand that this is a very dangerous operation. In fact, we'll be in as much danger as the men trapped in that submarine.
My brother was aboard the Porpoise, sir, but she went down 3 years ago.
For the loss of all hands. Is that why you volunteered?
Everybody else aboard the ship volunteered too, Commander. I guess we all have our special reasons.
Yeah, you know, it was because of the Porpoise that I invented this diving bell. Well, I better tell you something about the bell. We climb in through that top hatch. There are two compartments. The lower one makes us go up and down. We take in water to go down, let it out to go up.
Then the bell is buoyant till you let water in.
Yes.
And the rescue boat moves you from side to side with that cable, eh?
Oh, no, no. The cable's only a guide link back to the rescue boat. You see, once we get down deep, we put too much pressure on that cable, it'll snap. Don't forget, this bell weighs almost 9 tons.
How do you move from side to side?
We don't have much moving to do. The Falcon will have to be rigged in a 4-point mooring so it doesn't move, and it'll have to be squarely over the top at all times. Flatten out the water, we pour hundreds of gallons of oil over. And we'll be guided down by a cable, which will be attached by a diver. But this time, that part of it should be done. The guide cable will take us right over the sun's escape vent. Then what? We'll flood the ballast tank. That'll increase our weight and clamp us into place. Then we'll cut in compressed air, blow the water out. At the bottom of the bell is a thick rubber gasket. There. See it?
Yes, sir.
Well, pressure of the water will press that gasket hard against the deck of the sub.
In other words, once we get the water out, it won't be able to come in again.
That's right. Its own pressure will keep it from coming in. When that's done, we'll open the hatch to the bell's lower compartment, drop to the deck of the sub, and open the wheel of the sub's manhole cover. We'll be able to take up 9 at a time.
Sub ahead! Sub ahead!
That'll be the Dolphin!
What time is it, Skipper?
16:40 hours.
Only about an hour of daylight left. Hope they're not having trouble up there with the bell.
Hey! Something banged into us!
It's the bell!
It hit the deck!
Well, Lieutenant, we're tight against the rescue fitting. Now let's see if we can get the water out of the bottom compartment. Keep your eye on that dial.
Aye, aye, sir.
See, going down. 40. 30. 20. 10. 0. She's empty. All right. Open that hatch, will you? I have to keep my eye on these instruments.
Aye, aye, sir. There it is. Now up.
Dry as a bone down there. All right. Drop onto the deck of the sub and open that manhole cover.
A pleasure, sir. Hey, what'll I say to them?
Say whatever comes to your mind. They won't care.
Well, here goes. Now. Hello, gents. United States Navy Elevator Service. Anybody want to go up?
Here is another radio bulletin just received from the rescue ship Falcon. Only moments ago, the diving bell operated by Commander McCann made a third trip from the stricken submarine Minnow. 27 men have been rescued from the submarine. 2 remain below, waiting for the diving bell's last trip. They are the executive officer, Lieutenant James O'Brien, and the commander of the Minnow, Lieutenant John Parker. As I speak, the diving bell is descending for the last time. Please stay tuned to this station for further details.
Well, diving bell's on deck again, Skipper. We'll soon be going up.
Yeah.
Thinking of the men back there, aren't you?
28 good men. I gave the order that...
They don't hold it against you, Skipper. They know it's all in the game.
Jim, I was never a religious man, but it's not right to just believe them.
No. It isn't.
You're a church man. Say something. For them, will you?
You're the skipper. They want it from you.
I would... Take care of them. They're good men. The best. Not very much, Jim.
It's respect and love. A man doesn't want any more than that.
Going up, gentlemen?
Come on, Skipper.
Here.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, Death Dive.